Good evening and welcome to the Coach's Show with Concordia University St. Paul head football coach, Shannon Curry. A weekly inside look at Golden Bears football. Now let's join your host for the Coach's Show, Wally Langfellow.
And this is the Coach's Show. Welcome to this week's edition. Wally Langfellow along with the coach of the Concordia Golden Bears, Shannon Currier. Well, Coach, another disappointing loss going down to Minnesota State this past week, losing 42-10. You knew that was going to be a tough challenge, one of the top teams in the nation, and they showed, you know, all of that, if not more, against you guys. Although at the same time, you know, that team was averaging well over 500 offensive yards per game. You held them to under 400. I mean, there are some positives to pull from it, but when you look back at that, what rings true to you the most?
Well, you know, we started that game off really well. We had an 11-minute drive, so we've kind of had two games in a row where we put together a really strong opening drive, and I think it was 18 plays. And, you know, so we took a lot of time off the clock, kept the ball in their hands. You know, the game showed that we can move the ball against anybody. I think we moved the ball and had opportunities against the last couple of teams that are very, very good teams in our in our league defensively. So that was one thing. And then their offense may be the best I've seen in the league. They're just really big up front, dominating the amount of tight ends that they have that are big and athletic. They just create extra gaps. Their backs are both big and physical. You know, they didn't need to throw it much, so they didn't throw at all. But we definitely didn't stand up defensively. We have to get bigger, better. You know, we had a couple young guys playing in the front, and you just can't do that against teams like that that are very, very, very good, experienced, and talented. You know, we didn't have any turnovers till I think the second half. We had quarterback threw it up on some pressure in their side of the field, so that was, you know, good in terms of the location. And we had a batted ball, I think, the last play of the game. But I thought we secured a ball pretty well up until that point. And we did not force any turnovers. But, you know, definitely when you go in there, you expect to win. And we scored right before half with 3 seconds on the clock. It was fourth down, a nice corner out in the end zone that was caught. That made an 11-point deficit going to halftime. I felt like we had the energy, and a lot of coaches talk about winning the middle 8 minutes. So we did what we needed to do right before half. And then it was important we came out the second half and get a stop, and we were unable to do that. So that just made it more challenging again. But very good team. We didn't do the things we needed to do to get an upset. And we just have to keep working, and we expect to, you know, play better again this next week.
What things have you seen improvement on through these first few weeks of the season? If you had to pinpoint something and said, you know what, yeah, we've lost the last three football games, but I can see us getting better in this area, what would that be?
I believe we can run the football against anybody. You know, we've been able to get in heavy formations and run power, run counter, run inside zone. So I like that part of what we're doing. You know, and just the fact that we moved the ball and had really good drives, and we've had starting opening drives, which is important to move the ball when the game starts, to start fast like we have. So that's been good. I've been really pleased with our place kicker. You know, Peyton always kicked a couple long field goals now in the last couple games. So that's the battery's improved from early in the season. You know, a lot of the things are certainly a work in progress, but, we've been really tested and challenged because we played three of the better teams in the league. There's certainly more coming, but, you know, Winona, Augustana, and Mankato are really strong teams. And, you know, Mankato being ranked in the top five in the country is impressive. But we just have to keep, no matter what the results are on Saturday, we have to keep improving so we can provide our best game here this coming weekend. And, you know, as the schedule continues, hopefully find ourselves on a winning side of things here as we keep moving through the season.
What's your take on how Connor Courts played, your quarterback?
I mean, he was solid, but, you know, obviously we missed some throws that we need to make. You know, he'd love to have 4 or 5 throws back. We had a nice play action and had the tight end open, you know, for a big play after some running there. And Couple plays maybe early in the game on third down, second down. But he's managing the offense well. He's obviously mobile. I think his confidence is growing. And looking forward though for him to still keep, have his best game coming this Saturday.
Okay, let's talk about we've got a couple of players that are going to come on and join us in the next segment. You mentioned tight end Grant Miles. Give me some the 411 on Grant Miles and what he brings to your squad.
Yeah, Grant is a very physical player. And, we were, when he recruited people, like initially he has 1 year. I think he'd love to see some sort of appeal happen where he could play one more year here. But he had been in New Mexico State on scholarship, then Arizona, and then transferred to Abilene Christian where he finished his undergrad. So he comes here as a grad transfer with 1 year of eligibility. And we're not real excited about guys with just 1 year, but I tell you what, he's maybe one of the more valuable players in our offense in regards to the run game because we can line up in different places. He's physical. He's that guy that can move well enough to kick out, run routes. So he's been extremely valuable. He was our player of the game this past week. And just the best tight end play we've had since we've been here because he's embraced all the dirty things a tight end has to do. So he's been great. And then Caden Christensen, he's a phenomenal young man. We knew he was going to be a heck of a player recruiting him out of Iowa. His dad's a head football coach there. His brother-in-law coaches on the Cincinnati Bengals staff. And just a real athletic family, wonderful support from his parents. But he really has matured this past spring. We were looking for a center, and he was playing some guard and center, and then he really took control of the position and did a phenomenal job. The quarterbacks love his snaps, are on the money all the time. He's able to reach players. Like if there's a one technique, a guy that's inside shade the guard next to him, he's able to reach that in our pin pull scheme. He's pulling around the tight end, the block safeties. Solid kid, phenomenal leader. Really excited about what he's doing and really glad that he's only a sophomore as well. So he's got a bright future. And I think he can play multiple positions within our offensive line and is doing a very nice job pass blocking. Couldn't say enough about him. He's one of the guys playing really well.
Yeah, and he is, and you just mentioned it. He is your starting center. How difficult of a transition has it been for him to, to go from guard to center and vice versa?
We played center in high school. So last spring, I remember asking him one day, like, I thought it was in my mind a transition because we had been playing him at guard as well. He's like, Coach, that's what I did in high school. It's not been a big transition for him. Maybe the shotgun snaps, but those have been really good. He takes coaching well, just phenomenal work ethic. One of those guys that you just think is, I don't know, he's a phenomenal young man, one of the top kids in our program, and love how he works. He's tough. He's working through an ankle injury, but that doesn't stop him. And the culture offensive line, extremely good. Coach Melo does a phenomenal job with that group. I think I mentioned before, but 16 players made every single workout this summer at 5:30 a.m. every single day of the summer.
Wow.
All 16. They don't miss. They take care of their business. And it's just a lot of credit to Coach Melo and the leadership within the group. And Caden's going to become one of those top leaders for us too. I know that.
All right, let's take a break. We'll talk to Caden and we'll talk to Grant. That's coming up next, and then we'll be back with you, Coach, in a little bit. You're listening to The Coach's Show. Back with more after this timeout. Stay with us.
If you're ready to continue your story with an online degree, Concordia University St. Paul can help you get there. We have the flexible, affordable programs you need to take your next step. We're dedicated to creating successful professionals who can succeed in the workplace, so you can be sure you'll graduate with the tools for ongoing career success. Your to be continued starts at Concordia. Learn more about our programs today at mycspstory.com. That's mycspstory.com. Gold Bear fans, did you know that this Coach's Show, along with our CSP Bears podcast, is available to subscribe in iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio? The CSP Bears podcast is a new way to get people behind the scenes in Concordia Athletics and is generally available on Thursday afternoons. And the Coach's Show will be available on the pod late Friday evening or early Saturday morning. Just search CSP Bears for our weekly podcast and Coach's Show.
You're listening to The Coach's Show with Golden Bears head football coach Shannon Currier.
And we continue along here on The Coach's Show, and we are joined now by a couple of Coach Currier's players, Caden Christensen, who is offensive lineman, starting center for the Golden Bears. And we are also joined by Grant Miles, starting tight end. First, Grant, I'm going to ask you this. It might seem like an off-the-wall question, but why the number 7 on a tight end? I don't think I've ever seen a tight end wearing the number 7.
Yeah, it was my senior year, last season of playing, and wanted to go with a single-digit number for my last year, switch it up, try something new.
Okay. Was there a jersey number you had before that when you were playing at Abilene?
Yeah, I had number 84.
84. Okay, that's more normal. All right. Okay, let's talk about last week at Minnesota State. I know you guys obviously disappointed in the results, but as you look back at that football game, what things needed to change from your point of view for the Golden Bears?
Yeah, I'd just say our execution on our offense. We were moving the ball relatively well on them, but we weren't putting everything all together. And we just need to get all on the same page together.
Caden, you're obviously, you two are on that offensive line along with Grant. It looks like the last couple of games now, you guys have tried to establish the run early. And you've had some success. You get the opening drive, you go, you get a field goal, you get on the board, you take the early 3-0 lead. But what happens after that? What's going on? What's changing that you're not able to sustain that that early success?
Yeah, like you said, we Augustana game, we started really strong, drove right down the field, all run plays, and scored right away. And last game, we had 11-minute, 18-play drive that we finished with a field goal and ran the ball heavily. And I think defenses are adjusting after those drives, and it's just harder for us to get that ground game going like it was right off the start. But we're going to make adjustments this week after those first drives and get it going early.
It's always been said, and I'll let you verify or validate this statement as an O-lineman, Caden. You guys like to run block more than pass blocking. You like to road grade, right? Am I wrong?
Definitely. Not even a comparison.
So what, tell me the difference in your mindset though, as a run block situation, as opposed to pass blocking. What's the difference in your mindset?
Yeah. So run blocking is just a lot more aggressive. You can put a face mask right in their shoulder pads and just go right at them. Whereas pass blocking, you have to be a lot more patient and use your hands, and it's just not as aggressive.
And as the center, you have all the line calls, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, how has that gone for you?
Good. It's a change from high school, just because it's a lot more complex of a game and there's a lot more calls to be made, but I enjoy it. I embrace it and like that it's part of my job as a center.
Grant, I assume that as a tight end, you know, obviously you're doing both. You're blocking and you're going out for passes on occasion. Do you like the mix?
Yeah, most definitely. I like the mix. I think I'm a pretty versatile player. I think I do both relatively well. It all depends on the game plan, and I just try to do my job for the game plan. And, you know, if I'm blocking the whole entire game, that's fine. If I'm running routes the whole entire game, I feel comfortable doing that as well.
How much of it as a tight end is going down and getting the safety?
We have some plays where I come around and get the safety a decent amount. You know, it's not – a huge in our game plan, but we definitely have some plays where I will block safeties.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about this week's game. You guys are back at home. Any big changes do you see this week in practice as you prepare for this weekend's game?
Yeah, we have a lot of changes so far. We got together after after the previous loss against Mankato, and we're just getting everyone on the same page with plays and routes and the wide receivers all together. So we're looking forward to this upcoming, and we could expect us to come out there fired up.
Caden, I know when you look at this week's opponent, it's Mary, the University of Mary, coming in. They're 0-4 in the NSIC. You can't overlook anybody, but here's an opportunity to win a game against a team that hasn't won on your home field. How important is it to get that momentum back now?
Yeah, for sure. This is a huge game for us, and we're not looking ahead after this game, but the next few games are very good opportunities, and we believe we can run the ball and really set the tone to start the game.
Caden, what are you studying at Concordia?
I'm a sports management major.
And what do you want to do with that?
Be an athletic director and possibly a coach.
Okay. Football, or do you have other sports that you're interested in?
Yeah, I'd like to be a football coach.
Football coach, okay. Did you play any other sports in high school?
Yeah, so I golfed, played baseball, ran track, did a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. And I understand you tell me that your brother was a walk-on at Iowa, right, to play football?
Correct.
And how'd that go for him?
He did all right. He was on the team for, I think, 3 or 4 years and didn't really get too many opportunities, but it was a good experience for him.
Yeah. Okay, Grant, how about you? I know you came in from Abilene Christian. First of all, what made you come to Concordia from Abilene?
Yeah, so I actually had a roommate at Abilene who's from Minnesota, and we became really good friends. So I came up to visit him for a spring break one time about 3 years ago, and I just really enjoyed the area. I got really close with the tight end coach, Coach Cracklow, and Coach Currier, and I just trusted and believed in everything they were telling me. And I just really wanted to come dominate for my last year, and I just really liked the environment and the players on my visit here, so I thought it'd be a great fit.
And what are you studying at Concordia?
Leadership and management for my master's.
Okay, and what are you hoping that leads to after you're done with school?
I don't have anything in particular, but it's just the most interesting thing that I wanted to study.
Okay. Well, guys, wish you the best against the University of Mary. I know you got obviously this week, and then not to look too far ahead, but homecoming next week against Sioux Falls. So a couple of straight home games, hopefully get back on the winning track, and we'll talk to you both of you again down the road.
Sounds good. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks, guys. That's Caden Christensen and Grant Miles of the Golden Bears. We'll be back with head coach Shannon Currier as we continue here on the Coaches Show after this timeout. Stay with us.
Make sure you download our new CSP Bears Game Day app in the App Store or Google Play Store. The free app helps you follow our football team and any of our other teams on campus. Simply search for CSP Bears, download the app, and select your favorite Golden Bears team to get notifications tailored to your settings. The app also allows you to get live stats and easy access to watch and listen to our games live right in the app. Search CSP Bears in the App Store today.
Now back to the Coaches Show with Wally Langfellow and Golden Bears head football coach Shannon Currier.
Final segment of the Coaches Show. Wally Langfellow along with the coach, Shannon Currier. All right, coach, University of Mary, they have struggled out of the gate. They are 0-4. Obviously, you can't look past them, as we talked to your players about that. But what do we know about them? Let's talk about their offense first. What do they do best, and what do you know about them?
You know, they have a nice group of receivers, a couple backs that run hard. They're playing a couple different quarterbacks, a lot of bootlegs, a lot of quick pass game. And, they've also played some very good teams. They played Augustana. They played Sioux Falls. Trying to think who else they played here that we've watched. But they played Major State, another ranked team. So they're also, kind of where we're at, where they played some good teams, and they're better than their record, certainly. Offensively, they've been able to move the ball. They just haven't been able to get the ball in the end zone as much. But we just got to stop, that outside, all that play action that they're doing and bootlegs and, getting the quarterback on the edge. We got to keep that guy contained and bring, bring some pressure at him. So that's one of the things we have to do on the defensive side. And then from their defensive standpoint, they're just a physical, scrappy bunch. They have different alignments. They're kind of an odd front, so it's something we don't always see. They have a stand-up linebacker that plays over the tight end. They're just real multiple defensively, and they bring different pressures that we have to make sure we're ready for. But again, like any game, we have to establish the run and run the football and control the game and get points on the board early on.
You mentioned their bootleg and the how they like to get to the edge, and you need to contain. Whose job is that? Is that your D end? Is that your cornerbacks? Is it a combination of those?
Yeah, it's a combination, based on different calls. We have to you have to switch up those responsibilities. Otherwise, they can it's a chess game. So if they know this guy's has this responsibility, then they can, make their next move. So it's really important to change those things and move those things around. And that's just what we have to do. And sometimes a linebacker, sometimes a DN, maybe a safety. But it's just important that we are aware of that, and we have to get that stop so they can't get those easy throws into flats that they like to do. And we just got to, continue to contain them and keep them from the end zone.
Do you anticipate them? Do they throw more than they run? What's the balance?
They're kind of a balanced team. They like to run inside zone and counter, and they'll throw it. And every game plan is a little bit different based on what they feel they can have success against us with. But I think they're a balanced group, and it always does start though with stopping the run. Like we got to stop the run and force in pass situations, and then it allows you to bring more pressure. So it's really important to get them into third and long down situations.
And then from the other side of the ball, going against their defense, and you said they use an odd man front. Is that going to be something you're going to have to exploit with the run game first of all? I mean, is establishing the run, and that's cliche, I guess, but is establishing the run important in this game as well?
Yeah, you do. You have to establish a run to control it, to control the clock, to control field position. You got to be able to grind out those tough yards, and that's what I've liked about our last couple of games, the way we started. So we have to continue, getting those yards and first downs and flipping field position. But also at the same time, we have to create enough big plays to because to go 15 plays on a drive is really challenging. You just there's just too many variables that can get out of whack if you're expecting a 20 play drive. So we need to find that balance of, hey, we got to run the football, but at the same time, we have to be able to, take some shots down the field and get chunks of yardage, the chunk plays. So just finding that right mixture. And I guess if I had all the answers of how to exactly get that, we'd be really dangerous. And we're just working on that, trying to, that's what scripting allows you to do though, is to, kind of have a plan going in of when you might take those shots and what formations you might use and the movements you might include. So we're just in the midst of all that, but we want to find that balance where we can establish a run. And it's always nice to throw the ball when you don't have to throw the ball. Again, like from the opposite of the defensive scheme is we're trying to stay out of the third and long situations. Be in a situation where we could run or pass, and then that's where we're much more dangerous. But I do feel like we can, be able to run or pass, and we just got to find the balance. And we'd like to, I guess keep teams guessing on when we're going to do what, and we also want to establish more play action too, so we can have the run and the pass looking the same. A lot of the play action looking like the run plays, and that's kind of a goal we're trying to get to as well.
Well, having been around you for in this program for the last several years, I know that you like the noon kickoffs, and you've got one this weekend. Tell our listeners what you like about the early start, the noon kickoff.
Well, we definitely like the evening games because it's a good environment, but the conference really, doesn't like our other coaches that are on the road. It marries a long trip. So no visiting team really likes to play at 6:30 at night and then get on the bus and drive all night long. So the conference kind of allows our coaches to have the first couple of games, our night games, if that's what you want to do. And most of the coaches just get that because everybody's trying to establish a better environment. So if you're on the road or if you're at home, that's just how it is. But once we get past the night games, I'm a really big believer on, the noon time because it's different than everybody else. It forces teams up early. One of the worst things I think for players or coaches is sitting around all day waiting for that time to play. So we just eliminate some of that time. We always eat our pregame meal 4 hours prior to kickoff. So at 8 o'clock, we have a team meal, and 8:30, we do a devotional with somebody on campus. A lot of times our pastor, we had the president of the university last week, our last home game. I think we have the vice president this coming weekend. So we do that, and we really improved our structure of our pregame. So that way, it's not a free for all, and we want to attack the morning like we're on a mission to win and be successful. So then at the same time, when you're all done with the game, there's opportunities to spend time with your families, both players and coaches, and that's beneficial. Watch other games. So it's also nice to have that game done. What's most important is winning the game. So we have to do everything we possibly can to get that accomplished. And then, makes the next week and that weekend so much nicer when you can have success on the game day.
Well, Coach, we hope that the Golden Bears do have success this Saturday. Again, it's a noon kickoff at Seafoam Stadium against the University of Mary. And then 1 week from Saturday, of course, it's homecoming against Sioux Falls, and we'll look forward to that as well. But one at a time, let's get them on Saturday, Coach.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. We're working hard to do that, to make that happen. Thank you.
All right. He is head coach Shannon Currier here on The Coach's Show. I'm Wally Langfellow. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time. You have been listening to The Coach's Show.
You've been listening to The Coach's Show with Concordia University's St. Paul head football coach, Shannon Currier. Be sure to tune in each week throughout the season as we review and preview Golden Bears football right here on Minnesota Score Radio. We'll see you next time.